He's a meanie.
What?
He's a meanie.
The objection to black folks wanting to be
children. He's a meanie.
They don't care.
That they hate the family.
They don't care.
They're against the
family. Okay, boys, let's begin here. Let's begin. Let's learn about slichos. Okay, here we go. Now this year we begin slichos. We begin slichos this year, of course, like every year on Sunday. Our Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. So this year we have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We have six days of slichos. Sunday through Friday. Now, the minig is to have at least a minimum of 4 days of slichos. Why? Why do we have a minimum of 4 days of slichos? Probably the most popular answer is because we view ourselves on Rosh Hashanah as a korban. All of the Moadim, the Pasuk says, V'hikraftem oil Hashem, you shall offer. The only Moed that does not use the word V'hikraftem, but use the word V'asisem oil, you shall make. Chazal pick up on the difference between Rosh Hashanah, all the Moadim, this that it says V'asisem, and Hashem is telling us to remake yourselves. I don't, instead, in contrast to all of the Moadim, where you bring an animal sacrifice to represent you, I want you on Rosh Hashanah to be the korban. Obviously, we're not going to be the korban in the form that we're actually going to take our lives. We are. The korban is more symbolic, but the contrast between v'kraftem and v'asisim indicates that we are the korban on Rosh Hashanah. With regard to the laws of a korban, there is a halacha that you must have the animal set aside for 4 days. Why 4 days? Bikur, that's a gzeres hakasav, it's a drasha. You have to inspect the animal for 4 days to make sure there are no defects. A person does not immediately notice a defect in an animal. Sometimes you look at it a second time, a third time. Over time, you notice things that you did not notice before. The requirement is 4 days. So just like we inspect animals before we bring them on the Mizbech for 4 days, we have to inspect ourselves for 4 days before we are ready to present ourselves as a sacrifice for Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. That's why there are 4 days. This is by far the most popular answer as to why there must be a minimum of 4 days. V'kraftem, by all the Moadim, verse V'asisem, that is said on Rosh Hashanah, that means we are the sacrifice. We are bringing ourselves to Hashem, and thus we must be like an animal that requires inspection for 4 days. I'll tell you another reason. Another reason is, the reason why there are 4 days is not because there must be 4 days. It's just a practical reality that results from a more basic halacha. We need to prepare for 3 days. When it comes to something important, there's nothing more important in the entire Torah than the preparation Klal Yisrael underwent for Matan Torah. And it says, by Matan Torah, V'heye nechoinim l'shloishes yamin. I want you to prepare for 3 days. 3 days is the amount of time that the Torah allocates to prepare for something important. Avraham Avinu, Vayhi Vayom Hashlishi, Vayisena Vayar Vine, Vayaras Amokon Meirachai. When Avraham went to the Akedah, also took place over a period of time of 3 days. 3 days is the proper amount of time to prepare. Therefore, the truth is, slichos would be said if Rosh Hashanah would fall out on Wednesday night. If Rosh Hashanah would fall out Wednesday night, we would have 3 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And Tuesday night, Tuesday night is Rosh Hashanah. Truth is, if it was possible for Rosh Hashanah to fall out on Tuesday night, we would only have 3 days of slichos to fulfill Hayu Nechoinim L'Shloishes Yamin. The reason why we have a 4th day is because Loi Adu Rosh. It just doesn't happen like that. It never happens that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Dal Aleph Dalid Vav. That's the way the calendar has been arranged for technical reasons. It's not possible for Rosh Hashanah to fall out on a Wednesday, a Sunday, or a Friday. So therefore, it can only fall out on a Thursday, on Shabbos, Monday. So it's just not possible to have, we need 3 days. And because Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on a Tuesday night, so Memela is going to be at least 4 days. Okay, so this is another interesting reason as to why we wait 4 days. It's not really 4 days. It's really 3 days. But due to the fact that Lo Adu Rosh, it turns into 4 days. Another important element is Shabbos. We do not say Selichos on Shabbos. Why not? Why don't we recite Selichos on Shabbos? This is a very tough question. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we have Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Kippur. Why, if it's the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, why don't we have Selichos on Shabbos? We don't do anything on Shabbos that has anything to do with Selichos. Why not? What's so terrible to have Selichos on Shabbos, to ask Mechila, to do Teshuva? It seems that the answer is that Shabbos itself is so potent that Shabbos automatically is considered a day of Slichos, even without any mention. And it's for that reason, this is a different doubt, it's for that reason we recite Slichos Motsoi Shabbos. If Shabbos was not a day of Slicha, then the truth is, why couldn't it be that we'll start saying Slichos if you need 3 days? Let's take the approach, you need 3 days. And this year Rosh Hashanah falls out Friday night. So we'll have Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. The first day of Slicha should be Wednesday. Why not? Oh, it has to be on a Sunday. It'll be Wednesday. If Rosh Hashanah falls out whenever it falls out, we should go back 3 days. Why do we push it back to Sunday? So the answer is because the Ikur day of Slicha is Shabbos. Just the opposite. We think that Shabbos is vacation day. Shabbos doesn't count. He's saying Slicha, let's make believe with Sfardim. The Sfardim, they say Slicha is the entire Chodesh Elul. So when it comes Shabbos, oh, vacation from Slicha. It's just the opposite. The intensity of what Slicha is all about is to reassess your life, your purpose, your goals is Shabbos. That's the time when you have time to think. You have time to reassess. It's not the words of Slichos. It's how it changes you. Shabbos is the Iker day of Slichos. Therefore, we start with Shabbos. And the second day of Slichos is going to be Sunday. In this approach, it turns out that it's not a minimum of 4 days. It's a minimum of 5 days. Because Shabbos is the first day, and Slichos has to be b'motzoi minucha kidamnu the first words of the Slichos of the Pizman of the
Tequila, you're right.
Tequila. This is the word, and that is one of the reasons why the minig is that Mitzoy, that on the first day of Slichos, we recite it Chatzos, the earliest possible time. Why don't we recite, if during the Yimei HaSlichos, most people that recite Slichos before davening, early in the morning, so why do they have, is the first Slicha Mitzoy Shabbos Chatzos? Be consistent. During the Aseres Yimei Teshuva, when do you recite Slichos? Chatzos? Mitzoy Shabbos, during the Aseres Yimei Teshuva, Mitzoy Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva, when do we recite Slichos? Go Chatzos? You go to Shul Chatzos Laila to recite Slichos? No, you get up Sunday morning, you get up early, like all the other days of Slichos. So why then when it comes to the first Selicha, do we do it Mitzoy Shabbos, that's the Minig Yisrael, and not do it early in the morning whenever you're going to daven the whole week, you'll daven Sunday morning? The answer is the first Selicha is connected directly to Shabbos. There's a direct connection. You have to draw from the Kiddush of Shabbos into the first Selicha, and that's why the first Selicha has to take place in Mitzoy Shabbos, the earliest possible moment, which is Chatzois Laila. Let's go from Inyan to Inyan. We're going to jump around a lot. Let's talk about during the week. During the week, after the first day, we say Selichos, when is the proper time to recite Selichos? So everyone will tell you that everyone will do something different. Most people say Selichos before davening. If you daven ordinarily 7 o'clock, you'll daven 6:30, 6:35, 6:40, depending during leining, not leining. You usually do it before davening. Some people I'm imagining, maybe not here in Brooklyn, but imagining in Eretz Yisrael, you'll probably find minyanim in Eretz Yisrael where they say Slichos Chatzos in the middle of the night, exactly 1 o'clock daylight savings time, 12 o'clock regular time, standard time. Then there'll be people that daven say Slichos 10 o'clock at night. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where you are davening Slichos tonight? 10 p.m. Many people do that. Not many, some people do that. What exactly is the proper time to recite Slichos? So it appears that the proper time really it's not so clear what is the ideal, but it certainly should be done at night, before the day begins. Now, let me take a step back. I want to take a step back. According to many of the Mefarshim, I can't cite all the names. This is something, a lot of the stuff is new to me. All the stuff, Baruch Hashem, is new to me this year from Nitik Arvil, the footnotes, is the Ikar Slichos, this is a shocking yesod, is not to say the Slichos. The Ikar goal of Slichos, you're not going to believe what I'm telling you, is to wake up early. That's the Iker Avoda of Slichos. It's not to say the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, Ashrein and the Nigunim. The goal of Slichos is to wake up early, to get up during this time earlier than you ordinarily wake up. If you ordinarily wake up 7 o'clock, the goal during Elul, especially during the last 4 days, the last week, is to wake up 6:30. What are you going to do when you wake up at 6:30? Now you're waking up early for Avodas Hashem. So if people were disciplined, they would wake up early and they would learn. They would say Tehillim. They would come to shul and they would put on their tefillin slowly and say the L'shem Yichud and say the parishos of tefillin. Guess what? Chazal would never, you hear a shocking thing I'm telling you now? Chazal would never, ever had been misaken to recite Slichos during these days. You know when you would say Slichos on Yom Kippur? You would say Slichos by Ne'ilah, maybe a little bit by Musaf. Slichos during Elul? Come on! This is not the time. You know, you're going to get burnt out by the time you get to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is when you need this. The Avoida of this time, this is a shocking Kiddush. I know you're not going to believe me. I don't have the Sefer here with me, but because it's a Shul's copy, so I left it in the Shul. It's not, but it's because it's to get up early. In order to get people to get up early, since most people are not, they don't know what to do, they're just not used to, you can't make a person, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Oh, so we'll give you what to do. We'll give you what to do. We're going to give you to say Slichos. Therefore, if you go to a minyan, every week, every day, they daven 7 o'clock. And Elul, no, it's a retiree minyan. We'll daven 7 o'clock. But instead of davening being over at 7:45, we're going to start with slichos, so davening will be over at 8:15. You missed the boat. You totally, totally missed the boat. You're not yoytze slichos. The whole goal of slichos is to get up. The slichos is not even the ikar. So if the minyan that you go to starts the same exact time as it does the whole, or a person says, listen, the whole year round, I daven, they have three minyanim, so I daven at the 7 o'clock minyan. I can't, the 7 o'clock minyan during slichos, they start at 6:30. So during slichos, I can't get up early, so I'm going to daven at the next minyan. So the next minyan that normally davens at 7:30, that starts with slichos at 7 o'clock. I have time on my hands, I'm not in any rush, I can go to work later. So I daven the whole summer 7 o'clock. For El, I'm going to daven 7 o'clock. And the only difference between El and the summer is, during the summer, I finish davening at 7:45, and during El, I'm going to finish davening at 8:15. You totally missed the boat. You totally missed the slichas is not a slichas. The goal is to get up early. Now, when you take that idea in mind, which is a shocking thing to say, most people will say to you, who says such a thing? Mehecha Tesa? What kind of nonsense are you teaching here in the Kollel? Okay, so I have to show you, I really should have taken a picture and said, I'll take a picture and show you the sources for this shocking chiddush. It makes a lot of sense, and it's just an awesome yesoid. When you take that idea and you go back to the old sugi, which we always discuss, is what's the ikar zman to recite slichos? Should you recite slichos chatzois? Should you recite slichos at 10 o'clock? Should you recite slichos early in the morning? It changes the equation. Because there are people who say daven b'chatzois, halayel chatzois. The old-fashioned people, when they got up chatzois, they got up and they didn't go back to sleep. They got up chatzois, and now they were up the whole night. When did they sleep? They slept until chatzois. They went to sleep. I don't know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I know I had a rebbe in Chaim Berlin, in the high school. He was very secretive. Very secretive. Everyone knows that he knows. He knows everything. He knows kol ha'Torah kula. And I once found out his schedule. He went to sleep about, I don't know, early, like I guess, I don't know, maybe after he finished Ma'ariv. What time could it possibly? I don't know exactly. In the late afternoon, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I have to have Ma'ariv. In the summertime, you can't have Ma'ariv until then, whatever. In the wintertime, and he got up basically chatzos, and he sat and learned the whole night. And he came in the morning, 9 o'clock to yeshiva, and he was with us whatever until 1, 2 o'clock, 3, whatever it was, 1 to 3 o'clock, and then he went home. I don't know what he did, but then at some point in the afternoon that was his seder halimut for years. He gets up chatzos, 12 o'clock. He's up the whole night, and the people who get up chatzos, they don't go to sleep. So when you talk about the Iker Zman is, that's right, you're getting up early. You're getting up during Elul early. You know what early means? It means you get up midnight. Obviously, you have to sleep sometime. You have to sleep before. But if you get up midnight to go to sleep, I'm a real firm guy. I'm a really special guy. Anyway, most people I know, they go to sleep at 2 o'clock. How do I know? Because almost every time I text someone 2 o'clock in the morning, I get back from them an instant reply. How do you explain that? When I text someone 3 o'clock in the afternoon, ein kol ve'ein oine, I don't hear from them. Yet when I text them 2 o'clock in the morning, I get an instant reply. How do you explain that? This is every time. B'liyotzem in akla, the same people that will not respond to me the whole, but they're not too long. What's everyone doing up 2 o'clock in the night? I don't know. But, you know what? I'm going to go to slichos. Anyway, I'm up until 2 o'clock in the night. I'll go to slichos at 12 o'clock. I'll go 1 o'clock. Chatzos, 1 o'clock. I'll get extra credit. It'll be good. Something I can put that on my shidduch resume. look, he's such a fafrumta person. He goes to slichas. He goes to the special minyan. He found a minyan landhouse. They daven slichas at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then what do? You go home, you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You missed the whole point. That's not slichas. The point of slichas is to get up early for the next day. If you're going to go, you're going to say the slichas. But it's ideal. It's the eis rachamim. It's the eis rachamim. Chatzais laila. It's the best time. Yeah, it's taka the best time if you stay up the whole night. And you learn, you daven, and you prepare for the future. But otherwise, you miss the boat. Now you'll ask me, but what about the first night of slichos? We all get up, chatzos laila. Good question. I don't have an answer for you. It's a good question. You know, at least it makes me feel not so guilty about Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin, they always had the stigma. Oh, Chaim Berlin, you lazy bum. Because Chaim Berlin, they don't get up the first night. The first time, there's no slichas in Chaim Berlin at 1 o'clock. Chaim Berlin, the first slichas, the same time, they daven shachas, they're early, 7 o'clock. They have the regular zman. Whatever slichas is during Aser Simei Tshuva, that's what slichas is the first day. And because of that, they have to change the nusach hatfilah. You can't say, if you don't say slichas chatzos laila, you can't say in the pizmain, you can't say in the pizmain, b'motzoi minucha. You can't say those words. Now you're not supposed to. You have to change the nusach. How could you do something like that? Oh, so you're better? Now that I learned this, the first time I'm armed with new information. So what, it's better to say slichas at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, Mitzvah Shabbos, and then go to sleep? Then you're missing the boat. The purpose of slichas is to get up early and to stay up. If you go and say 1 o'clock at night and you stay up the whole night, yes. But obviously what I'm saying is not 100% right, because that's not the minhag Yisrael. Hanach lohem li Yisrael im einam nevim, b'nei nevim. You don't chat with the minhag Yisrael is you go Mitzvah Shabbos and you say the first night. It's a very beautiful thing. Mitzvah Shabbos to say slichos, get into the spirit of things, and all of the minhagim which come along. Okay, now let's go back. Let's now go back and talk about other zmanim. So the ideal thing of slichos is to get up early. Okay, so let's just put aside this end of getting up early. When should you say slichos? It should be lechatchila in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night is the zman of rachamim. It's not ideal to say slichos during the day. If the minyan that you daven in first begins to say slichas, they first begin ashrei when it's already after sunrise, it's a problem. It's a big problem. We do it anyway because we're very weak. The hamoin am, all of the minyan, not just for the individuals. It's for the tzibur. And unfortunately, the tzibur, it's hard for the tzibur to do all of these things correctly, so we're very lenient. And some are even more lenient. They say slichos at 10 o'clock at night. Now, what's the lumdus of 10 o'clock at night? So the answer is night is divided into mishmorois. One of the first daf, daf dalet, the mesach brachos, the mesach gimel, the machloikis, is the night divided into three watches or four watches. Let's assume it's divided into three mishmorais. So if it's divided into three mishmorais, what are the zman? Let's assume, make believe, that the night begins at 6 o'clock. So what's the first mishmar? The first mishmar goes from six. We're going from each mishmar is 4 hours, 6 to 12. No, What am I saying? To 10, 6 to 10. Right? We're going to have three mishmar. We're going 6 to 6. We're going to have, the first mishmar is going to be from 6 to 10. And then it's going to go from 10 to 2. And then from 2 to 6. What's chatzos? Chatzos is the middle of the middle watch. The night is divided into three mishmaris. The ideal time to recite slichos is to wake up early in the middle of the middle mishmaira. Tikkun chatzos, all of these mystical things, which all in the Kabbalah, which we have absolutely no understanding, but that's what it says. The ideal zman is the middle of the middle watch. If you say slichos at 10 o'clock, it's not so bad. You know why? Because it may not be the middle of the middle watch, but it's the beginning of the middle mishmar. So 10
o'clock. Yeah. When you have daylight.
Exactly.
When you have daylight,
so you're asking the obvious question.
It would be 11 o'clock.
Exactly. So in Borough Park, there are a lot of binyanim which they do have slichos at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. But unfortunately, that's too late for many people. So they fudge it. it's a virtual beginning of the second mishmar. And some will tell you that the Iker Zman is not in American Chutz La'aretz. It's after Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. Once, so these are all different lame excuses to say Slichos early. Look, there are even opinions that say, if you're not going to be able to come at night, you can say Slichos after Ma'ariv.
Because it's 5 a.m. there.
Could you imagine you dive a Mincha Ma'ariv? Okay, you dive a Mincha Ma'ariv, and you don't know no Dvar Torah in between. Mincha is 10 minutes before Shkia. And they dive a Mincha. And then they dive in Ma'ariv, way before Tzeis HaKechavim. Before we go home, let's say Slichos. There are people. There are places. If you really, they're not going to advertise. They do this, but there are places that do this. They daven mincha, ma'ariv, and say slichos.
Really?
So that's not in the middle of the night. That's not even really begun.
Didn't that evolve out of safety?
More importantly, people used to really work back in the day. And they really had to be up 6 o'clock in the morning to go to work, and they didn't have to, they just didn't have other time. There was other time. So is this correct? So in the Hasidish world, this is called suicide. Because when you start saying slichos and yod gimel midos harachmim during these times of the day, you are pressing buttons in shemayim that are very, very dangerous. You have to know when to press the right buttons, at what time. Rav Moshe Feinstein was not part of this world of dealing with nistarim. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says there's no harm done. If you're not going to be able to say slichos at night, in the middle of the night, at night, before day begins, that's the ideal time is to say it at night. The ideal thing really is you say shacharis, whenever shacharis is, the earliest time to daven shacharis, you figure out whatever that time is, and you say slichos before that. So that way you're saying slichos at the end of the evening. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, of course, that is ideal, but there's no harm. You're not causing any damage. There's something very important to say slichos. So, now, Rav Moshe says very interesting. He says like this. It's a very fascinating yisod. It says in the Gemara, and in the Iker part of the Slichos, we're going to explain, is to recite the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. That is the goal. Everything else is packaging. Ashrei Kaddish L'chashem Atztaka Zchor Rachamecha Shmak Eleinu Chotosi Avisi the Vidui Aseleman Shimcha, Aseleman, Aseleman Shimcha, all of that is packaging. The ikor chelik of slichos is when you say the words Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Bechanun, and so on. That's the ikor. The Gemara says the following. A person, or a tzibur, really, that recites correctly. I don't have in front of me the exact words of the Gemara, but what it means is you cite the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim correctly, which means Bitzibur. The Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim is a Dover Shebitzibur. We'll discuss in a few moments what to do B'Yechidus, because today that's very relevant. Today, many people are not going to Slichos because they can't. So, but when you recite the Yud Gimel Midos Sarachamim correctly, Bitzibur, it says in the Gemara there is a haftocha, a promise from Hashem that you will not walk away from this tefillah empty-handed. You will accomplish. Very powerful yisoid. There is a haftocha. Hazeh. And there is a guarantee. You have to do it properly. You just can't mumble the words and just be daydream. If you go to a shul and there are 10 people that are saying it together and they're serious, you're guaranteed, b'li yoytzei min haklal, that your recital of these words will have an effect. And things will be different. It's not going to be the same as if you had not done this. You are guaranteed. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says something incredibly insightful. The haftocha, the guarantee, is only true if you say Hashem, Hashem at night. At night, sometime at night. Not during the day. Not 10 o'clock at night. I mean, during the Zman of at least Mechatzois Ve'elach, Mechatzois, from Chatzois until Alois HaShachar. That is where you get the Haftocha. But, if you say Slichois before Chatzois, or you say Yud Gimel Midos Sarachamim 7 o'clock after Alois HaShachar, it's wonderful. Don't downplay it. Don't diminish the beauty and the value of a sincere tefillah. Don't underestimate the koyach of a sincere tefillah. And therefore you should do it. If you wake up late, go to shul, say slichas. If you can't say slichas in the morning, so say it 10 o'clock. Say it after Maariv. Say it. But you should know there's no guarantee. What you lose is the haftocha, but you don't lose the koyach of tefillah. There's a koyach of tefillah, and there's a new darga called haftocha. And so by the Hasidim, they don't hold this. They hold, it's not only is there no haftocha, you're committing suicide, because you're doing things that should not be done, you're playing with fire. Look, we're not on that level. I don't know. I don't know people like that on that level today. Okay, this is not for us. Rav Moshe says very poshut. You can do it. You should do it. You have to do it. You have to say slichos. That's what you do during Elul. You don't play games. You say slichos, and you say it the best you can. V'zehu. There's nothing wrong. There's no harm done. Oh, but it's not yet Ashmeres Aboiker. It's not yet Chatzos Laila. It's not Ashmeres Aboiker. No, so it's not. Does no harm. You're losing the haftocha. That you have to acknowledge. But if you daven with sincerity, it's worth it. It's worth it. So you'll also accomplish. You'll also, Hashem doesn't turn away a sincere prayer. That's very important, you cite. So this that we discussed, again, all the coolest. The chatchila, it should be said from chatzois, until Alois HaShachar, provided that you get up early and you stay up. And you stay up. Now also, by the way, it's very important. Here's the interesting thing. Also, he cites the same thing there. Let us say a person, he gets up for Slichos, he gets up early and he stays up the whole night. He gets up 3 o'clock for Slichos and he says, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Let's say Erev Rosh Hashanah, he gets up 3 o'clock, a long Slichos. And after Slichos is over, they do a Slichos, HaTorah Nedarim, which is not so posh, he really shouldn't do it then, but they do Slichos. And then he says, you know what? I'm tired. I'm going back home to sleep. I'll daven Shacharis 10 o'clock. After I'll daven Shacharis, I'll say Kriya Shema now. And I'll daven Shacharis, you know, right before Sov Zman Tefillah, 10:30, 11 o'clock. I'll daven Shacharis. And he goes back to sleep. You're not Yoytze Slichos. Slichos is a tofel to tefillah. The ikur is tefillah. Don't ever lose your priorities. Don't lose track of the ikur and the tofel. Slichos is wonderful. It is beautiful. There's a haftocha. Like we said, the purpose is you should get up early, but it doesn't surpass Shmoyne Esrei. It doesn't surpass davening like a mensch. If you get up early for slichos and you put on the whole show, and then you say, "All right, I'm going to sleep," davening, forget about it, whatever. We'll just mumble it up in a couple of minutes. You're not yoytzei the slichos. You're destroying your slichos because you're making what's a tofel into the ikar and an ikar into the tofel. The slichos is only a slichos when the slichos is a proper introduction to the tzvila. Everything has to be put in proper perspective. Okay, next you cite. We all know that slichos is basically a miniature davening. During slichos, we really daven. How many times we really daven? It's like a ne'ilah. It's another Shmon Esrei. Let's look at the structure. It's like mincha almost. Ashrei comes first. Then comes Chatzi Kaddish. Then comes Shmon Esrei. What is the Shmoyne Esrei of Slichos? The Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. The Pizmoinim and the introductory Slichos, all the fancy names, this is just packaging for the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, which is considered to be, which is the Shmoyne Esrei. What do you do after you finish Shmoyne Esrei? Tachnon. That's to say the Hatvil, you full Tachnun. So you full Tachnun. After you finish Shmona Esrei, we say the Pizmoinim, and we say Shema Koleinu, immediately, just like the Halacha is, you're not allowed to be mafsik between Shmona Esrei and Tachanun. It is critical that the Tachanun accompany, be juxtaposed to the Shmona Esrei, right after the Chazaras Hashatz. So too, when you finish the slichos and all of the packaging that comes with it, Shema Koleinu, and all of the tefillos that we say afterwards, immediately, without delay, don't talk. It's a cardinal sin. After slichos, after you finish the yud, people do this. You finish the yud, gimel, midos, rachamim. I mean, always you say the pizmoinim, and then you say Hashem Hashem, vayavar shenal pona vayikra, and then you say the yud gimel, so then you start saying Shema Koleinu. And then Aseleman Shemech, Aseleman Amitech, Aseleman, you go through all the assays, and then a guy walks into shul for the next minion, and you start schmoozing with him. You're holding the slichos in your hand, you've basically finished the pizmoinim, and now you're saying the tfilois between the pizmoinim and tachanun, and you get into a conversation. Or you start, or you go on, start texting on your telephone. You've destroyed your slichus. You're not allowed to be mafsik between the yud gimel midos sorachamim and its packaging, I'm calling it, with tachanun. You want to schmooze after you finish tachanun. Not before you say Tachnun. Tachnun is a critical element of Hashlama to the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. And then what do? A Kaddish Sholem. When do you ever say a Kaddish Sholem? Tiskabel, you say a whole Kaddish with Tiskabel Tzloi Sohoim, because Slichos is in essence a miniature Mincha, it's a miniature Tzila. Ashrei, Chatzi Kaddish, Shmona Esrei, Tachnun, Kaddish Tiskabel, a full Tefillah. And then, you should know we would say Oleinu. The only reason why we don't say Oleinu is because we go right into, it goes into Tefillah. That's why, like on Yom Kippur, you don't say Oleinu on Yom Kippur because you don't leave Shul. Okay, so when you continue, we go into next Tefillah, so we don't say. Okay, another. Okay, just random. A lot of these says, who davens shachris on the day of slichos? Who davens mincha? Who davens ma'ariv? So many people are shocked to find out that according to the letter of the law, the one who recites slichos has kedima. You're not going to believe this, even over a yahrzeit. You believe me? Me'ikar hadin, the one who davens slichos, he davens everything. He davens the ma'ariv before, at night. He davens shachris, mincha, and even though it really goes before, somehow you daven the ma'ariv afterwards. Why is that so? Well, for shachris, the time given is, maschil b'mitzvah, oimrim loy gemar. Especially in the aseres yimei teshuva, when you want to start off the year and not finish it. Why are we so makbid on hamaschil b'mitzvah oimrim loy gemar when it comes to slichas? Like pikuach nefesh. I daven, see, it depends where you daven. Some shuls, they don't care about this. But in the olden days, I remember this. I remember some of the olden days. Olden days, people knew halacha. There was a different world back in those days. A baruch by your Rebbe, the one who daven slichas, daven shachris, it didn't. Not makbid on this. Okay, there are different minhagim. Why are you so makbid? Hamaschil b'mitzvah oimrim loy gemar. You know why? Because it applies to the year. If you start off the year, you want to make sure you make it through the end of the year. You want to live it out. Maschil b'mitzvah, you start off the year, you want it to be a gemar. You want to live out the whole year. So, simanei milsa. You don't want to play around. That's one time. Now, that would only apply for shachris. Would not apply for mincha b'arav. It appears the ikar reason why.
Rabbi, yes. What about the opposite? If the chiyuv is davens, is he allowed to say slicha?
It's another good question. You're asking a very good question. The minhag by far is yes. The vast majority of shuls will allow chiyuvim. A lot of shuls don't, by the way, probably, can't give you numbers. My impression is probably 90% of the shuls do not have this minig anymore. The one who davens slichos, when he finishes, steps down. And it's taken over by the mafia. It's taken over by the gaboyim. Which ovel davens this, which ovel davens brachas, which one davens Shemon Esher, which one Nashri Volitzion. That's what I've seen 90% of the time, is that after the one who finishes slichas, he steps down, and then the Avelim take over, or other people take over. That's how it is. However, in Shulchan Aruch it says, no, maschil b'mitzvah. Now, what about l'chatchila putting up a person who is an ovel to daven the slichas? So this is an old dilemma. I saw actually new things this year, some will differentiate between the Aseres Yimei Teshuva and the days before Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, yes, Avelim can daven, but during the Aseres Yimei Teshuva, they should not daven. What's that based upon? The whole Chodesh Tishrei is a big Yom Tov. It's considered to be a Yom Tov. Yimei Slicha u'Mechila, Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, Avelim don't daven. So that only applies during Chodesh Tishrei. But until Chodesh Tishrei, during Chodesh Elul, it's not a Yom Tov. It doesn't say anywhere that Chodesh Elul is a Yom Tov. So during the last few days of the year, Gezun Tehet, let the Avelim daven. Don't deny them their right, their privilege, their duty to daven. Others will say that's not the reason. This is new to me, is that an Ovel, unfortunately, is living through Midas Hadin. He experienced tragedy. He's going through a hard time in life. During these days, we don't want people who are living in a world of Din to be Mevakesh Rachamim. Because these are Kabbalistic Inyanim, they don't mix. We desperately need rachamim. We're going to put up a person who has more of a chance to succeed in rachamim than a person who is currently in a situation of din. And these are Kabbalistic principles, which to me, I'm a very simple person. They don't appeal to me. I hear it theoretically. I have respect for it, but in the circles that I hang out in, They don't go with these. This is a Hasidish approach, and if Tom would be correct, then it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Elul or Tishrei in Ovel does not recite Slichos. He's not a good candidate for Slichos. He's sure in Din. Halacha lemaisa, like I told you, 90% of the place that I go to, maybe even more, almost maybe even 100%, Avelim Davin. Elul, Tishrei, they daven Slichos, no restriction whatsoever. That's what I've seen. Is it true in every shul? Of course not. I haven't been in every shul. How can I tell? But that's the sense that I get, is that we're not makbid on these things at all today. Now, what's the other reason why Avelim? What's the other reason why it was the minhag that Avelim daven all of the Tfilos and they have Kedima? So this goes back to an old minhag, which we don't do today. It used to be a time-honored sacred minhag. If you daven slichas for the tzibur, could you imagine the gabbai calls you up and says, Mayor, you still here, Mayor? Mayor Appeldorf, tomorrow you're davening slichas. You have the honor of leading the congregation with the...
I won't go because by the time I start, I finish.
So you know what that means in the previous generations? It means tomorrow you're not eating breakfast, you're not eating lunch, and you're not going to be eating dinner until it gets very late, until Tzeis HaKlichavim. The person who davens Slichos has a duty to fast on the day that he davens, because the Baal Tefillah has to be a little bit better than everyone else. He has to be elevated. He has to be a hecher mensch. So if you take upon yourself the achrayas to lead the tzibur in slichos, it means you're fasting. Oh, you're fasting? Once you're already fasting, lead us in prayer the whole day. Lead us for shacharis, for mincha, for ma'ariv. We want a person, you see, unfortunately, we don't take this seriously anymore. Like, you know, I told someone said to me, somebody's going to be very frightening. It used to be years ago, let's go back hundreds of years ago, we read stories, these stories of Shol Salanter, they say about a person, I read this yesterday. I don't even remember. There was a very big gadol. What was his claim to fame, this gadol? What was his claim? What made him special, this person? He was a child sitting on the steps of the Bima when Rabbi Shol Salanter fainted when Shabbos Mevarchim, he was leading the tefillah Shabbos Mevarchim, and he said, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Rabbi Shol Salanter fainted, and he fell on this child. This child grew up to be a Godel B'Yisrael. And his claim, you know what his Yichus was? This is the person whom Rabbi Shol Salanter fell on when he fainted, when he said, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Could you imagine such a thing? Okay, just saying Rosh Chodesh Elul was such a pachad, fainted. And Rav Shol Salanter fainted, for real, not make-believe, for real. He fell on this little kid. That was the Yichus. He fell on me. It rubbed off on me. That he lived with that Yichus. It's like people who went to Rav Avadya Yosef, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. So what did he do to Rav Avadya Yosef? He gave you a frask. You walk into him, gave him a frask. Some people he gave more than one frask, and then the Seif Yomav, he wasn't feeling well. So the Gabon, they would say to you, you know, don't feel bad. The Rav is not feeling well today. So if he doesn't give you a frask, don't be insulted. The only one that was able to give a frask to the Prime Minister 3 times and not be arrested was Rav Avadya Yosef. He gave a frask to all the prime ministers who came to him, and nothing happened to him. And the harder he smacked you, the bigger cover it was. So this kid was the recipient of values of Rav Yishol's slant of falling upon him. So today, so it used to be, okay, we don't faint anymore, but we have an appreciation of, you know, it's Yom Hadin, it's the Yom Hadin. Unfortunately, today, Niskadnu Hadoros, many of us have a hard time even imagining what is Yom Hadin. Okay, we lack even that. So it's but people would appreciate what it means Yom Hadin. And when it means Yom Hadin, you put up a Baal Tefillah that's a serious guy. So who are we going to put up today for Mincha, for Ma'ariv? Well, this guy is fasting. You know why he's fasting? Because he's the Baal Tefillah tomorrow. So let's take advantage. Once already he's fasting, who better? Who better can lead us at this time as an Eis Ratzon? These are serious people. So it's so hard for us even to wrap our minds around how they lived with the Emes Hadin. It's very, very special. Okay, now going back also, going back to that idea, let me just go back to the idea, I forgot to tell you this, going back, why do we have 4 days of Slichas? I told you a whole number of reasons, we're not going to go over. One of the reasons why we have 4 days of Slichas is because to make up for the 4 days that we're not able to fast during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. It's a given. Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, your life is on the line. You're not going to fast for 10 days? Big deal, 10 days. You fast 10 days, so you'll live 355 days. Isn't it kedai to fast for 10 days to be able to eat for 355 days? The problem is, during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, there are 4 days that you can't fast. You can't fast Erev Yom Kippur. You can't fast the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And you can't fast Shabbos Shuvah. So because there are 4 days during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah that you cannot fast, you gotta make it up. When do you make it up? You make it up with 4 days of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah. And what do you do during those 4 days? And what else do you do? Of course, if you're saying Slichos, you're gonna fast also. We don't fast. Okay, now let's go to some other things. Let's talk about some of the Nusach. Vayikra v'shem Hashem. Vayavar Hashem al panav. This is the pasuk. Let me read you the pasuk. Vayirat Hashem be'anan. Vayisatzev imayisham. Hashem came down be'anan. Vayisatzev. Hashem stood imoy with Moshe Sham. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. Who's Vayikra? Who's calling out? And what does it mean, B'Shem Hashem? So what's very interesting is, a lot of the Mefarshim, I don't know why, you write, it's all written up in the Nitya Gavriel, they explain that the proper translation is, Vayikra V'Shem, comma. They put a comma after the word V'Shem. And then it says, Hashem. Hashem is the one who called out B'Shem. The word Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei that comes at the end of the expression is an explanation of Vayikra V'Shem. Vayikra V'Shem, he called out with his name, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed his name to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, obviously, that's very mystical, whatever that means. And Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is an explanation as to who is the one that was Vayikra V'Shem. Vayikra V'Shem. Moshe Rabbeinu was there in the cleft of the rock. And all of a sudden, Vayikra, there was a calling out from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'Shem Hashem called out Moshe Rabbeinu by, it's a very mystical type of calling. We don't understand what this means. The way Hashem introduced himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in this instance was with his divine name. And who, let's clarify now. Who is the one that is calling out B'Shem? Hashem. So you must put a period, or a comma, or a semicolon, or a colon, however you want to define the nature of this break. Vayikra V'Shem, comma, Hashem. It was Hashem who was Vayikra V'Shem. It says this explanation in many, many books. There's a very big problem with this. It's not what Unkele says, and it's not what Rashi says. Unkele here says, V'iskalei Hashem banono, V'isavari meit hamon, Ukiro V'shmoda Hashem. Ukiro, he called out in the name of Hashem. And that's really the Tamei HaMikra. The Tamei HaMikra got Vayikra, it's Mercha, Tipcha, Soif Pasuk. It's one expression. There's no comma. It's one expression. That's what the Tamei HaMikra, that's what Unkele says, and that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Kitar Gumay, which would seem to mean that it was Moshe. Moshe called out in the name of Hashem. And what was the name of Hashem that he called out in? The pasuk goes on to say, Vayavar Hashem al pono vayikra, and he called out, Hashem Hashem. Okay, so, you can do what you wish. There are, all I want to point out over here is that there are different translations for Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. There are some Sidurim, Machzorim, Slichos that will put a period. Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. Who called out B'Shem? Hashem. Hashem called out in his own name. And some will not put the period there, and it's one expression, Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, he called out Hashem Yashem. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Gilu Shechina, because the pasuk says, Vayered Hashem Be'onan, Vayisyatsev Imoshe. Hashem stood with him there. And when Moshe saw Hashem there, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, Moshe called out in Hashem's name. Moshe is the one calling out. Or, even if you want to put the two together, by the way, if you want to put two together, if I'm not mistaken, there's an interpretation that says that Hashem called out in his own name. But not like we explained, Vayikra B'Shem, period, Hashem, they put it together as the Unkelus and Tag. I just want to point, this is a very confusing point, how you break up these three words. And who is the subject? Is Moshe the one calling out? Or is Hashem calling out? And likewise, it's the same machlokes in the next pasuk. The machlokes is, Vayavar Hashem al ponov, Hashem passed over Moshe, Vayikra, and he called out. Who is the subject of the word Vayikra? I think Rashi here himself says, in this next pasuk is, the Rashi actually doesn't say it. Rashi is silent. That's also a machloikis. Who is the subject of the word Vayikra in the next pasuk? Was it Moshe who called out Hashem Hashem? Or was it Hashem who called out Hashem Hashem to teach Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim? Was Hashem teaching? In other words, the point of view is, if you're going to say, let's discuss the next pasuk. Vayavar Hashem al pono vayikra Hashem Hashem. Who's Vayikra? If you learn Vayikra refers to Hashem, then this was a teaching lesson. Hashem was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu what are the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. But if you learn that Vayikra refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, it then means that Hashem simultaneously taught Moshe what they are, and Moshe now is coming to invoke the koyach of the Yud Gimel Midoy Sarachanim. Now let's go, we have very important, this is what I just told you now, was the Yelach Lemaisa. Because this is very, very important, because this is nogeh this year for many of us. If you're not going to be davening with a minyan, if you do not daven slichos with a minyan, what should you do? Number one, wake up early. Okay, if you don't wake up early, even the yechidus, you missed the boat. You're supposed, the whole goal is to get up earlier. You daven you can say the entire slichos, believe it or not. You don't say Kaddish. You must say Ashrei. Ashrei is an integral part of the Slichos. Some make a mistake and think that if you're davening B'yichidus, I'm not saying Kaddish. So if I'm not saying Kaddish, I don't need to say Ashrei. The only reason why you say Ashrei is so that you can say Kaddish. Wrong. Ashrei is an integral part of the Slichos. So you say Ashrei, you don't say Kaddish, you say everything, L'chashem Atztaka, you say word for word. Now when you come to Kel Melech Yoyesh Val Kisei Rachamim, the truth is you're a different minhagim. Now the Pizyoinim, you can say every single word. The Pizyoinim, every word. You can say Shema Koleinu, you can say the entire end, Aseh L'man Shemecha, everything. The only debate amongst the poiskim is should you say the piyutim of Kel Melech Yoshev and Kel Erech Apayim. Before Slichos we say Kel Erech Apayim. After we say Kel Melech Yoshev, which concludes with Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'chanon. That is the debate. Many poiskim say do not. Do not, that's what you should skip. You do not say the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim B'yechidus. And once you're not going to say it B'yechidus, you do not say the introduction, which are the piyutim of Kel Erech Apayim and Kel Melech Yoshev. That is one school of thought. There's another school of thought that says, no, you can say it. The only thing is that when you do say Hashem Hashem, you should have in mind that you're not saying it as a prayer. You're saying it as you're learning psukim in the Torah. And here's where the nafkamina comes into play. If I'm not mistaken, when we say slichos, most of us, when you say it with a tzibur, vayavor Hashem al pono vayikra, we're not looking at the recital of the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim as a teaching lesson. This is not Kriyas HaTorah. We are coming to invoke the Midos of Hashem. Thus, when we say Vayikra, our Kavana is Moshe. Moshe called out. He prayed. He begged. He said to Hashem, Hashem, you Hashem, you are Kel, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum V'chanon. I think that's probably the more proper way to look at Slichos. When you say the word Vayikra, when you daven B'tzibur, who is the subject of Vayikra? It's Moshe. And we're imitating Moshe, and we're begging, we're invoking the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim as a prayer. If you daven B'yechidos, don't do that. Do not do that. Then you should translate Vayikra. Hashem is the subject of Vayikra. And when it says Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanon, Hashem was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, I am a God that has these qualities. And you should be like me. You should also have Rachmanis. You should also have Chanon. You should also be patient. You should also have all of my midos. When you sing it B'yichidus, many poets can say, say it. Say it, especially in our generation, you can say it. You don't have such power today to push the wrong buttons to destroy the world. Don't think too much of yourself today to think that if you're going to say it, B'yichidus, the world will come to an end. Believe me, it's not going to come to an end. You're not such a tzaddikal that you have to worry that you have the nuclear codes. You can play with the football. We'll give you the football, you can press all the buttons, because you'll never figure out how to launch the missiles anyway. Okay, so you can play with your football. But when you say it, don't say it as a tefillah, because you really need a minyan to say with it's davar shebe kedusha. So instead, say it as if Hashem is teaching you. He's teaching you Torah, like you're learning a pasuk in Chumash. He's teaching you. Hashem has these midos, so you should also have these midos. Now you'll ask me, what about you have to lay in the trap? Yeah, they're these chumras. If you're gonna do it be yichidus, they say you should lay in with the trap, and you should say the whole pasuk to the very end. Don't stop. V'nakei, you should say v'nakei lo yinakei pokei davon avos. I've seen he really challenges that those mefarshim that say that if you're saying it be yichidus, you have to say the whole pasuk. And you have to say with the trap, it's not muchach. Because the fact that Klal Yisrael stops with the word v'nakei, that itself means it's the end of a pasuk, as far as we're concerned. There's a problem, it's a problem that we stop in the middle, called psukut le'pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu anan le'paskinan. So this is a big sugya. What is really called the end of a pasuk? He has a beautiful shtickle Torah there, Nidik Avril, that shows that the end of a pasuk doesn't mean open up an article chumash and there's a colon. That's the end of a pasuk. The end of a pasuk means the way Klal Yisrael says it. If Klal Yisrael ends off Hashem, Hashem, Kol Racham V'Chanan V'Chulu, and the end of the word V'Nakei, that means that's where it ends. That's the pasuk. That's the end of the pasuk. Maybe when you're laning in the parasha, when you're laning, then there's a different end of the pasuk. But when you're saying slichos, this is the end of the pasuk. It's a very interesting concept. It's a very fuzzy thing. What's called the gemar of a pasuk. So basically, it appears from most of the things that are the modern things that I've seen is that if you're davening biyachidos, you can say the entire slichos from beginning to end. You don't say kaddish, and you don't say tiskabel obviously in the end. Tachnun, you do whatever you do normally for Tachnun, right? Everything is exactly the same. There are certain things at the end about Malachim. Most people anyway don't say that stuff. Okay? Most don't have patience to say that stuff anyway, so it's not no gay for most people. And even those who do say it, so there's a whole dilemma. There's a whole bunch of sections at the end, it all some very mystical stuff, which most people skip in teeny little letters about Malachim. So sometimes you're saying it be Yechidus, so don't say those paragraphs. Yeah, when you say Be'etziba, you do say those paragraphs. Okay, whatever it is. But you basically can say the entire thing. And the only difference is that when you say Kel Melech Yoshev and the Yud Gimel with the Sarachamim, don't say it as a Bakosha. Say it as if you're coming to learn Hashem's Midois Toivois, and you're coming to emulate them. And in fact, I'll leave you with this last vart. That is why it is so critical. It's an incredible idea. That is why it is so critical to, we're only allowed to say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim as a tefillah, pretty much, Bitzibur. Why? There's something very different about the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. You have to, in order to be privileged to invoke the koyach of these Midos, you have to possess them. Now, how many people do you know have all 13 midos of Hashem? First of all, you gotta figure out what they are. Remember, we once had a shir? It's almost impossible to figure out what the 13 are. They're all like 20 perushim, what they are. But forget about that. But let's say we know what they are. If, theoretically speaking, if you as an individual, a single person, have all 13 midos of Hashem, guess what? You can say it. Good for you. You can say with a full kavana, Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem, Hashem. Mm-hmm. The chances that you're going to find one person that has all 13 midos is almost impossible. However, if you take 10 people, put them in a room, it's very possible that this one is very patient. This one has a lot of rachmanis. This one has the nida of chanun, whatever the midos are. If you have 10 people in a room, there's a much, much greater chance that together, as a tzibur, you'll have a token fulfillment of the yud gimel midos harachamim in this room. oh, now you can say it. It's not like a regular Shemona Esrei. A regular Shemona Esrei, there are no demands. You can take even, you know, b'di'evah, you can take Mechale Shabbos to make a minyan. I mean, the coolest, the spectrum of what you can do to make a minyan is very, it's even wider than the debate of wearing a mask. Okay, there's such a wide spectrum of what you really need to make a minyan. What kind of people you need to make a minyan, who they are. But when it comes, but there's no requirements. You just need bodies. When it comes to the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, you need to have those Midos in order to have the privilege to invoke them from Hashem. One fellow is not likely he's going to have all 13. Two people also not. But 10 people, you know, a little from this guy, it's a contribution. Okay? It's a collection agency. Each person will give a little bit. I was once very patient. I once had rachmanis on a poor man. I once did this midah. Ooh, we have over here a minion. We got here 13 midahs. Obviously, some people are going to have to double up. Mayor, you're going to double up for us? Mark and Mayor, the two M's, the M&M's of the morning kollel, they'll double up for us. They'll fill in the void.
A few took him before the Yud Gimel Midot. It says, Vayomer har'eini nai kodecha. Vayomer, Hashem, ani a'avir kol tumvi al panecha ve'karati b'shem Hashem lefanecha. So who called Hashem? Hashem.
Hashem, right. In that pasuk. Oh, I will call. Hashem is saying what I'm going to do.
Hashem, the one.
Okay, so then, but maybe that karasi goes on the next, because you have two vayikras. It's very complicated. You're saying good. It's a piece of the puzzle. It's a piece of the puzzle. It's a, right, mercha tipcha. But when the tipcha is followed by a soif pasuk, l'chayra, it all, a tipcha is nishtahi nishtahar. It all depends on the context.
Hashem lefanecha goes together.
Right. In Kalman, you're saying one piece of the puzzle. It's a big dilemma of who are the vayikras? Is it Hashem? Is it us? Is it tefillah? Is it a lesson that Hashem is teaching?
Karati.
So maybe the karate is going on the second time. It's going on the second, but the first time was Moshe. There are two vikarasis. There are two vayikras. There's pasuk hey and pasuk vav. So vikarasi going on hey or vav, or going on both, one or the other. It's a big puzzle. It's a big puzzle, and you can azoy and azoy, and that's why everything is correct. But the
that's why the Ebenezer says Moshe was saying, "Teach me how to daven." So Hashem taught him how to daven.
There are many perushim. I ain't part of that. So therefore, and the nafkamina will be when you daven b'yichidus, then you can say it, but take the approach that Hashem is the vayikra. And that way, when Hashem is the vayikra, it's a teaching. It's not a tefillah that lessens the severity of saying it barabim. And that is the common min. The common min is you can say everything. You can say, don't have to worry about destroying the world. Just to daven with sincerity is the ick. Okay, there's a lot more. We'll see. Maybe we'll do more. Maybe not. We'll see tomorrow. We'll figure out what we'll do tomorrow. Because I really want to go ahead and do other topics. Shofar.
I wanted to tell you one thing from the Sefer Hasidim. It mentions that when you're davening mincha and the zman is getting late and you have to say Shmoneh Esrei right away, you had mentioned before that you can't say, I think that's what you said, that the time for Ashrei is over, that you shouldn't say it after Shmoneh Esrei. The Sefer Hasidim makes a point of saying that you should say, I mean, that's his opinion, that after you say Shmoneh Esrei, because Zman was cut, so you were going to...
You make it up. Be mashlem. Right. You should always make up. You're supposed to say Ashrei three times a day, no matter what.
Right.
Three times a day. Yeah. I don't remember what I said. Okay. Oh, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Be well.
Lo Kenosha.
Say what we had to withdraw.
Everything
don't
is.
Very good. Don't be a with.
Everything's in the Torah.
Yes.
Rabbi Levine was quoting somebody.
Yes. I was talking to Mike, to Mimon Chol.
The Rebbe was very marked when you talk about Minas Adin and Minas Arachamim. So, for example, at Meirav, every night, the pushka was not put out.
Because it's Man of Din.
The stock is Minas Arachamim.
Rachamim.
Is Minas Adin.
You don't mix.
Also, the pushka was not put out Tisha B'Av morning until Mincha.
Interesting. Very interesting. I don't understand. Interesting.
Mark.
Night
time.
Yeah.
Okay. Once it gets dark outside, we go into Midas Hadin. Because Hashem is judging the world.